Get ready for this.
Wow, I am blown away by the response I've been getting on Facebook.
Welcome to a brand new episode of
the Upstate's Farmers Market Podcast.
The following program is for adult audiences only.
You are listening to...
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me on the Farmers Market Podcast.
Relax and enjoy.
We are one of the few tea-growing farms in the United States.
Hi, this is Chris Thurman from Bioway Farm.
Hi, this is Kristen with Earth and Organic.
Hi, this is Mark Jones from Cedar Falls Farm.
Thanks for listening. And now your host...
Great day, everybody. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the Farmers Market Podcast, the show that talks to farmers, homesteaders, beekeepers, craft makers, and much, much more right here in the upstate of South Carolina. We keep it fresh, and we keep it local. Here we talk about all things farmers market related, and be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, YouTube, and become a supporter of SCAFarms.com. It's the home base for my farm online and, of course, the Farmers Market Podcast. Please share with all your friends on Facebook and other social channels, and let me know if there's a local farmer or business owner that you would like to hear on the show. Now, today's guest... He cashed in on his culinary expertise and is now a self-made entrepreneur. He's delivering fresh food to people across the upstate while at the same time embarking on another mission to help underserved communities. Welcome to the show, Adam Stern with Adam's Mobile Market.
It's a pleasure to be on the podcast. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, Adam. Now, you can find Adam in Adam's Mobile Market at adamsmobilemarket.com. Now, tell me, Adam, what is Adam's Mobile Market and what's happening with your business right now?
We are a mobile farmer's market, and we are dedicated to connecting farms to families in the upstate by providing local, healthy, seasonal food products to areas in our community. It is... a great time of year for us as we're kind of transitioning our crops. And what we offer is, you know, what's being focused on in the upstate. So it's an ever-changing table when you come to our truck.
So your business is basically you're taking fresh farm food, produce, vegetables, all kinds of things, and you're providing them. And if everybody goes to your website, they'll see what you're taking. You've got the van. It's almost like a mobile food truck. You're going into communities and neighborhoods. Now, what locations do you service right now?
So right now we are serving the Greenville Health System at the Memorial Campus at Grove and Ferris every Tuesday from 3 to 7:30. We also set up Upcountry Provisions in Travelers Rest on Wednesdays from 10 to 2. On Thursdays, we do home and office deliveries, and we also do assisted living facilities in low-income areas. On Fridays, we are donating our leftover products to places in need throughout the upstate, such as North Greenville Food Crisis Ministry and different churches as well.
Now, that sounds like you've got a very busy schedule. How are you managing to put all this into one day and then in a week? I mean, how are you doing this? Tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, something obviously prepared you for this high-intensity way to distribute local fresh food.
Well, yeah, it does start in the kitchen. Kind of starts and finishes in the kitchen with us, I grew up in the restaurant industry and also went to Johnson & Wales University to get an associate's degree in food and beverage management. It allowed me to have the understanding and have the technical skills to get raw food products from our local farmers and get them to our community, either being by a fresh, presentable way on the truck or actually transforming it into a meal. And the high action of a restaurant industry, as a lot of us know, really kind of set the standard for the energy level that it takes to be an entrepreneur in this day and age, where you have to constantly be on your toes and, you know, performing.
Now, how did you go from being, okay, so you're a chef working in the back. I mean, and you're knocking it out, you're pounding it out, you're probably working 60 or 70 hours. I think you when we did the pre-show call, you kind of mentioned that you were kind of looking at you had a decision to make whether or not you wanted to continue to be in the kitchen 60, 70, 80 hours a week or something else. So tell us that story.
Yeah, so I really did enjoy the 60, 70 hour week, work week, and the highlight of, you know, Food Network and being in the spotlight. And then I had a family. So that was a big transition for us, and to kind of come to an epiphany in my culinary career development and also my life balance to, you know, kind of make some adjustments and make the choice to really focus on the family life and take a look around and, you know, see what was better for everybody, not just for me.
So what, I mean, was there something that struck you that there was a need to do a mobile food truck in terms of providing fresh? I mean, what inspired you to do that? Or did you take the food truck idea and just say, you know what, I could apply this with fresh produce?
Well, you know, really it was the fact of not being able to access local farms, agriculture, high quality food without going to a Saturday farmer's market, which was only open, you know, very seasonally at the time when we first started this. I think the downtown one was really the only main one around. So being able to create that farmer's market atmosphere in different times and places throughout our community that made it accessible for more than just your Monday through Friday 9 to 5ers. You know, something that was able to pop up on a Monday in the middle of the week where, you know, a lot of us have those that, you know, really don't want to go to the grocery store, still want to support local, but just happen to be working that Saturday morning.
And how long have you had the business?
The business has been operating since 2013, so we're just finishing up our fifth year, and it's grown a lot since then. Being able to integrate our take and bake meals has really stepped up the business to another level. So we're really proud of that. And as we look around, within 5 years, you see a lot of friends and community members, businesses come and go. So to be able to still be here is really welcome for us, from the community and, you know, and from everyone around us.
Does it take a lot to educate people on what you're doing, or do they immediately get it?
No, it's a continuous, I don't want to say challenge because I really do enjoy educating people. It's something that, you know, we really want to, you know, expand upon, and we're never done learning, you know, to be able to tell people, you know, what the best trends are as far as eating goes and healthy living is, you know, kind of a circle. You know, you're never going to find the end of it because something always new is being generated or coming back to. So to educate everybody and just to get them to look around, see what's coming out of the ground, eat the seasons, that's really, you know, our main mission.
Well, and you're really connecting, I mean, you're connecting the dots between the local farmer and the consumer, especially during, like you said, this is a busy time for you. A lot of the markets are shutting down for the season, and then you've got winter production going on. Farmers don't stop producing. So this is actually a great way for farmers to be able to still get their products out to the general population, even when there's not a farmer's market. And you kind of fit, I mean, you fit a need that most farmers have. And are you finding out that a lot of local farmers are receptive to your idea and your method of distributing their products?
Yeah, so this is really a time for us to shine in the fall and then early spring when, you know, we can all predict and say our markets are going to go from, you know, our products are going to come in from March until November. But, you know, sometimes Mother Nature doesn't play that game. We'll have to be able to adjust to it. And for us to be able to continuously buy produce from local farms and to distribute to the community members when the normal market seasons are over is a huge part of the community. It allows that extra, you know, 3 to 4 weeks of revenue for farms and extra 3 to 4 weeks of consumers to be able to put some products up for the cold, long winter days ahead of us. Really, you know, kind of balance everything out for a couple extra days.
Now, what are some of the products that you offer right now?
So right now, as far as our organic vegetables go, we have a lot of leafy greens coming in. We're starting to get into root vegetables. So turnip greens, mustard greens, a couple different types of kale, collards, We have a fantastic farm that does some hydroponics for us. So they actually produce head lettuces year-round and fresh herbs. We do, as far as root vegetables are going, all sorts of radishes are starting to pop up like crazy, starting to see some beets, hecarii turnips, rainbow carrots, all sorts of yummies. Brassicas are coming in, so all of our broccolis and Brussels sprouts.
So to have a mobile truck that has that much variety, that is pretty awesome for a consumer to be able to walk up to your truck and say, oh my gosh, you've got a ton of stuff. Now, I know you mentioned this off mic, if you will, but you do have a special offer for our listeners on the Farmers Market podcast. And what was it that you were mentioning?
Yeah, we're going to do a 10% discount on all home and office deliveries. And those can be, the orders can be placed on the website at adamsmobilemarket.com and using the hashtag FMP. So you get the hashtag Farmers Market podcast shout out in there. And if you go ahead and put that in on the promotion code, it'll get you a 10% discount.
That's awesome. I know our listeners are going to be excited about that. Now, I know from just wanting fresh produce and wanting to be able to have it, gosh, available all the time from local farmers, I know it's an amazing thing that you're doing. Let's kind of dig deeper into what Adam's really about. Now, if you can, if you could tell our listeners, what are like one or two things that you've learned as a chef, as a father, as a husband, as an entrepreneur, that you would like to share? Maybe it was a lesson you learned after a hardship or a challenge, or maybe it was something positive that you learned about running your business. What are one or two things that you could tell our listeners that's a great takeaway that you've learned during your life?
Well, one of the greatest accomplishments that I've come across in not only doing the business, but also growing a family and, being raised in a good family as well, is just learning to cherish the moments that we enjoy. You know, even if it is there when you're standing in a high-paced kitchen, you know, on your 70th hour of the week, finding that little thing you enjoy that can get you over the hump, or when you're digging in that garden and, you know, you're going through and pulling out all the seedlings that didn't make it or turning them in, finding that little piece of thing that you do enjoy, because that's what, at the end of the day, makes it all worth it.
So it's finding that one thing that is the reason why you're doing it, and you're just hanging on to that. And that's, wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's a great takeaway. Now you're doing something right now that is different. It's very unique what you've got going. What else are you trying to do inside of our communities? You mentioned a special project that's kind of near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, so we are working with the Hill Project, which is a group of our community members through Greenville Health Systems, American Cancer Society, New Horizon, and St. Francis. And what it is, it's a really unique way to educate and provide our community with access to nutritious food and nutrition. So they can actually be prescribed a cooking class and gift certificate to the mobile market, where they are able to learn and shop and use quality ingredients to better their lifestyle and to kind of get out of the rut of the normal convenience foods. And to be able to do this program in different areas of our community, especially being set up at the hospital system by the pharmacy. Because at that location, we see all areas of our community from top to bottom. And, you know, the medical field, you know, they're not going to weed out anybody. It's whoever is sick or going for a prescription, those people all have access to the mobile market. And to be able to offer those $10 gift certificates at that location is fantastic.
And it's the HEAL program, like HEAL, H-E-A-L.
That's correct.
Program with the Greenville Hospital System?
Yes. Is
that's an amazing program.
That's correct, yeah.
Awesome. Now, I want to thank you, Adam. I want to thank you for sharing Adam's Mobile Market with us today. You've been a fantastic guest. I can't wait to have you on again. And we just appreciate all the things you're doing, not only for our listeners, but for all the folks that are here living in the upstate who want a chance to have local fresh produce. Again, Adam, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Be sure to check Adam out and his website, adamsmobilemarket.com, and share this episode with everybody you know. Your support as a listener is key, and most importantly, support your local farms and farmers. Until the next time, my name is Stefan, and you've been listening to the Farmers Market Podcast. Keep it fresh, keep it local.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.